This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Three up-and-coming Montanans have been named to Time Magazine's Next 100 list: Lily Gladstone, Ricky Held, and Zoe Zephyr. Lily Gladstone, an actress in Killers of the Flower Moon, was raised in Browning, Montana, and is of Blackfeet heritage. She grew up on the reservation of the Blackfeet Nation. Gladstone is a graduate of the University of Montana with a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in acting and directing and a minor in Native American Studies. Also named to Time Magazine's Next 100 list is Ricky Held, the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit brought by Our Children's Trust, a not-for-profit law firm that specializes in environmental cases, suing the state of Montana for violating its own constitutional guarantee that it would provide citizens a clean and healthful environment. The case, Held versus State of Montana, was the first constitutional and the first youth-led climate lawsuit to go to trial in the U.S., and it resulted in a historic ruling, one that could provide a roadmap for similar efforts. On August 14th, the Montana District Court sided with Held and her fellow young plaintiffs aged 5 to 22. Held plans to pursue a graduate degree in climate or hydrology and to continue her green activism going forward. Montana State Representative Zoe Zephyr is on Time Magazine's Next 100 list. A record-breaking number of anti-LGBTQ plus bills made their way through Montana's Republican supermajority state legislature this year. In April, Representative Zephyr called out one such bill that would restrict gender-affirming care in the state, saying that those who supported it would have blood on your hands, setting off a chain of events that would make her one of the anti-trans bill's most visible opponents coast to coast. The Republican supermajority legislature formally disciplined Zephyr by banning her from participating in person during the remainder of the legislative session and allowing her only to vote remotely. But Zephyr kept showing up at the Capitol to represent her district, sitting just outside the House chamber in a seat in the hallway, even as her access to entrances, bathrooms, and workspaces was deactivated. Protests and national outcry ensued over Zephyr's punishment, which critics called extreme and undemocratic. The Montana bill passed, but in the months since, Zephyr, now widely known for her work to combat it, has continued to use her national profile to champion protections for transgender Americans. A new report from the Department of the Interior finds that America's national parks are essential for the health of the environment and for giving people access to stunning natural spaces. And national parks are important economic engines, with visitor spending boosting local economies and providing hundreds of thousands of jobs for gateway communities, including those in Montana like West Yellowstone, Cook City, Silvergate, and Gardner, around Yellowstone National Park, and East Glacier, West Glacier, Babb, and Browning around Glacier National Park. 312 million national park visitors spent a record $50.3 billion in local economies and gateway communities to parks in 2022. September 19th is National Voter Registration Day. Several locations in Bozeman will be set up for people to register to vote or to update voter registration information. In Bozeman, voter registration sites include the MSU Centennial Mall from 10 to 5, the Bozeman Public Library, Town & Country Foods from 3 to 7 p.m., and Rose Hours from 4 to 7 p.m. In Montana, voters can register to vote anytime before Election Day, and voters can register and vote at the county courthouse on Election Day. Voters who have moved since the last election should update their voter registration information for the new address, and voters also can sign up to receive ballots by mail for every election. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.